Abundant Grace. This is Dr. Israel Pena. And today's devotional, Divine Order, Divine Peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the meetings of God's holy people." If there's one thing the kingdom of God reveals clearly, it's that peace follows order. God never blesses chaos. He speaks into it to establish alignment. Before the world was formed, it was formless and empty. Then God said, "Let there be light." Order came and peace followed. That same pattern applies to your home. When things feel out of control, constant tension, miscommunication, exhaustion, you're not just dealing with conflict, you're dealing with disorder. Peace is never the absence of noise. It's the presence of structure. Heaven operates by divine arrangement. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit working in perfect unity. The earth mirrors heaven when families live in that same alignment. Mutual honor, shared responsibility, and of course, spiritual covering. Adam wasn't designed to rule alone. Eve wasn't designed to carry the weight of the home by herself. The children weren't meant to grow up without the guidance of both. Each role carries a rhythm. And when those rhythms unite, peace becomes the natural soundtrack of the home. But when divine order breaks down, we start living in reaction mode. We become reactive instead of proactive. Everybody managing moods instead of maintaining mission. We call this systemic imbalance. When one person stops functioning in their healthy role, the rest of the family compensates. And emotional fatigue becomes a lifestyle. You start to live that way and you don't even realize that you're not on the right track. That's why some families feel like they're always managing but never thriving. You're not lazy, you're just out of rhythm. The beautiful truth is that God doesn't just restore peace. He restores placement. He knows where every member goes and where every member belongs. The husband doesn't dominate the home, he directs it. The wife doesn't compete with leadership, she completes it. The children don't just obey, they observe how love and order coexist. Divine order isn't about control, it's about connection. The more aligned the structure, the freer the spirit can flow. Think of it this way. Even rivers need banks. Without boundaries, they flood. Likewise, when homes lack structure, that's prayer time, that's respect, that's shared communication, emotions flood and peace evaporates. In the natural, an electrician wires a house with intention. If wires cross, sparks fly. The same happens in our relationships. When communication wires cross, people burn out. When everything is properly connected, light fills the room again. I want you to hear this, beloved. God is calling families back to order. Not rigid rules, but righteous rhythm. When a husband prays over his wife, when a mother blesses her children, when the family eats and laughs together, the presence of God fills that home. You don't need a perfect home, you need a positioned one. Because wherever there's order, there's oxygen. And the peace of God will begin to allow you to breathe again. So before bed tonight, ask your family, what one area in our home feels out of order? Then pray together for God's wisdom to realign it. Unity begins with honesty. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, bring divine order back to our family rhythm. Where there has been confusion, bring clarity, my God. Where there has been control, bring compassion, Heavenly Father. Restore the roles you designed and let your peace rule our hearts and our homes. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Here's the last word for you. When divine order is restored, divine peace is released. Be blessed and be encouraged.